Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The program consists of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by professional fighters. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9rounds.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a great day today. So what are we discussing today? Build, feed, recover, repeat. What in the heck are we talking about? We're talking about muscle, folks. We're going to build it. We're going to feed it. We're going to recover it, and then we are going to repeat that process. Why is muscle so important? Why are we giving it an entire show? Well, muscle, building lean muscle, is the key to success. You might say, well, success for what? Because so many people still have this mindset, we'll call it, when it comes to muscle. When people hear, oh my gosh, build muscle. No, no, no. They say, I don't want to build muscle. Rick, that's going to get me bulky. I'm trying to lose weight. I don't want to build muscle. And in their defense, there's just a lot of misinformation out there. And individuals have this perception and this negative connotation of what muscle is. They think it's going to be, you know, this massive size and all this mass that they're going to put on. No, no, no. We are talking about building lean muscle so that we can burn body fat. If you don't want to burn body fat, well, stop listening. I'm sure everybody wants to burn some body fat, right? That's the key. So whether an individual is looking to lose 100 plus pounds of body fat, whether an individual is looking to become a world champion athlete, or any goal in between those two, building lean muscle is the key to success, whether it's improved athletic performance, better recovery, better composition, body composition, having a leaner physique. So many people say, Rick, I want to look better. I want to look better in a bathing suit, whatever it may be. Well, in order to, quote unquote, look better, just losing weight is not the key to success, because all too often when individuals think they're ready to lose weight, they go on these extreme diets, and they're very restrictive, they're calorie restrictive, they're macronutrient restrictive. And what happens all too often is individuals, sure, they may lose weight quickly. I'm not going to deny that. Hey, anybody go on any stinking diet out there and lose weight quickly, that's not success, not even close, because the weight's going to go right back on. And what happens so often is people lose muscle. Muscle becomes, it's degraded, we become catabolic. And when we lose muscle, oh my gosh, folks, that is like a train wreck in the making, because then weight loss, what have we lost? Well, we've lost muscle, we've lost some water, and all we really become is a smaller, softer version of the bigger version of us. And well, that's not the goal, to become just a softer version of what we want to become. So people say, Rick, I want to be more toned. What are they saying? Well, they want more lean muscle. They may not put it in those terms, but that's what they're looking for. So let's talk about how to build it, how to feed it, how to recover it, muscle that is, and then how to repeat the process. So building muscle, how do we do that? Well, two words, strength training. We can call it resistance training. And again, this is where people can have a little misunderstanding of what we're talking about here. And resistance training, strength training is critical. So whether we're doing squats, push-ups, jump squats, burpee, kicking a heavy bag, punching a heavy bag, doing abdominal exercises, doing exercises with dumbbells, performing exercises with medicine balls, right? All of those exercises we just talked about are creating resistance against the system, resistance to the body. That's good. That's how we are going to facilitate muscle growth. That's how we're going to build the lean muscle. So many people say, you know, oh, Rick, you know, I think the reason I put on all this weight is I just have a slow metabolism. Well, that's a limiting thought. That's a negative thought. That's a limiting belief. There's no truth in that. Sure, your metabolism may be slower, but it's because of the choices that individual made. Choices in terms of exercise, in terms of sleep, in terms of nutrition, right? And so in order to increase, in order to rev up that metabolism, in order to rev up that metabolic rate, what do we need to do? We need to build lean muscle. The leaner we are, we become literally a fat burning machine. Hands up. Let me see them. Hands up. Who wants to become a fat burning machine? Heck yes, right? Everybody wants to become a fat burning machine. That's efficiency. That's a great system right there. And no, there's no pill. There's no supplement. And I'm in the supplement business, but I am not going to overpromise what a supplement does. No way. When people ask me the question, Rick, what's the best supplement in your line to help, you know, increase metabolism? None of them. Nothing is going to increase metabolism unless you're training right, eating smart, okay? That's how we're going to increase the metabolism, because we need to build lean muscle. You can't take a pill and all of a sudden build lean muscle. We build lean muscle through the proper exercise, the proper workout. So during your 9-round workout, stay uber focused on each exercise, each activity, because every station is about resistance and building lean muscle. Fantastic. So let's stick with that, of course. And it's the consistency of it. It's not, oh, I worked out one day this week and the week before I got two in and I think I'm going to miss most of them this week because I'm busy. Maybe I can get three or four next week. It's consistency. 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week. Stick with it. That's the key. That's how we get compound interest. Now, just doing the exercise at 9-round is not quite enough. We have to do them right. We have to do them smart. How do we know that we're not just working out, but actually working out smart? Well, great question. That's all about the heart rate at which we are working out during our 9-round workout. So going to your 9-round workout and just busting it, boom, 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 and then you're just fatigued and it's hands on the knees and you're breathing hard and you've got to stop. No, this is a 30-minute continuous workout that we need to keep going. Now, if we're training and working out at too high of a heart rate, we're actually bypassing our body's ability to facilitate fat as our primary fuel source. Not good. This is the crazy phenomenon, folks, that people will experience when they're like, man, Rick, you know, I have been working out so hard. I wasn't doing anything before, and I put on all this weight, and I just decided enough's enough. I'm going to start working out. So they just start working out hard. More is better. And the harder they work out, they find themselves, oh, my gosh, I'm working out this hard, and I'm not getting any results. What is going on? Well, a lot of things are going on, but from a workout training perspective, what's mainly going on is they're working out at too high of a heart rate, bypassing that body's ability to facilitate fat as a primary fuel source. And so they're actually, check this out, folks, they're actually tearing down their own lean muscle. Oh my gosh, that's like stealing money from yourself. You know, that's like, oh, that's not good. We want to build the lean muscle. We want that compound interest on our lean muscle. So by working on those proper heart rate zones, by using the MyZone heart rate training system, by staying in that green and that yellow, that'll make a lot of sense to you when you start using the MyZone system. That is, not only are we building the lean muscle during the workout, but we're going to preserve the lean muscle. We're not going to build it and tear it down and oh my gosh, now we slow the metabolic rate because we've slashed all of our muscle and now our body fat's through the roof. Not what we want. So that's how we build it. How do we feed it? Folks, we have taken the thinking out of this process for you. 9-round nutrition. Enough said. 9-round nutrition. That is it. Log into your 9-round nutrition account and you will see a wealth of information from, you'll have the blog, the articles, the weekly emails, these podcasts. You'll have the 9-round nutrition journal. And then you want to get to the 9-round nutrition meal matrix. Okay, the meal matrix, that is going to be that's your daily menu. That's your meal library, that's your meal, that's your grocery shopping list, that is it, that's where you are going to hover over and live. Every meal and snack on there is perfectly balanced with the right amount of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. because it's that right combination combined with the right eating frequency and the right nutrient timing. Again, we've put all this together for you. You just need to go and execute. We filled your toolbox with every tool imaginable. Now, open up that toolbox and go, oh yeah, it's on. I've got all my tools here. I just got to start implementing and using them. And so as you start to follow 9-Round Nutrition, if you already are, hey, fantastic. Keep up the good work. Excellent. If you haven't yet, no problem. Today's a new day. Let's make today the first day of the rest of your health and fitness life. Right now, let's get on it. And so as you start to follow that 9-Round Nutrition, your eating frequency, your nutrient timing, and your macronutrient balance, every meal and snack is properly balanced. So therefore, as you're working out smart, remaining consistent with your 9-round workouts, building the lean muscle, working out the proper heart rate zones to preserve that muscle that we're building, now with 9-round nutrition, now we get to feed that muscle because we constantly want to load and reload our muscle glycogen store so that we can recover better and get the muscles recovered so that, yeah, we can have a good workout at 9-round, but we come back the rest of the day, get the body well-fueled and refueled, sleep well that night, right? And then boom, do it again tomorrow. So that leads us right into the recovery process. Many times I like to focus more on recovery than the performance because a lot of people say, well, Rick, what can I do to perform better, whether it's at my workout or athletically, et cetera? Well, absolutely. We all want to perform at our premium, at our optimum during our workouts, athletic events, et cetera. But to perform better, we need to recover optimally. So let's focus on the recovery. How do we recover? Well, sleep, number one. Sleep, number two. Sleep, number three. Sleep, sleep, sleep. That's going to be the key right there. And I get it. I know. I know we all lead very busy lives. We wish we had 30 hours in a day. I get that. We're all very busy. But we just need to prioritize. And if you are getting your 7-8 hours of sleep a night, excellent. If not, okay, let's start to make that a focus. And let's say you're getting 5 hours a night. You're like, man, Rick, I am so way off of that 7-8 hours. Okay, no problem. I'm not asking you to jump from 5 hours to 8 hours tonight. But again, start to make some changes in your schedule. Start to make some changes in your lifestyle. Let's make sleep a priority and 15 more minutes this week, and then 15 more minutes each night the next week. And next thing you know, you're up to 6 hours, and then 6.5, and then 7. So start to work on that baby steps because the sleep is going to be absolutely critical for this recovery process. And then the feeding, the nutrition, the 9-round nutrition, the feeding of the lean muscle is all part of recovering the lean muscle as well. And again, how we talked about in the beginning, this negative image of muscle. Well, there's also this kind of negative or wrong image of how to recover muscle. I find, when I lecture around the country and I'll ask this question, okay, folks, what do we need to recover from a workout? I tell you what, majority of the audience, no matter what I'm at, will say protein because we kind of get this shoved in our head that, oh, just feed the body a ton of protein and, whether it's chicken and protein powder and tuna and things of that nature. Man, just eat a ton of protein and that's going to help us build muscle. No. Yes, protein's important. It's part of the process, part of the carbohydrate, protein, fat process at each meal and snack, but it's not just eating a ton of protein. No way, that doesn't work. Now, the building blocks of protein, very important. The amino acid, that's critical. And I've got a great supplement for you called Athlete's Aminos. Take those as directed. We get some good BCAAs, branch chain amino acids, isoleucine and valine. Those are our branch chain amino acids. Very helpful in helping to facilitate recovery. Excellent. But just the nutrition in general, the 9-round nutrition, is going to be a huge part of both feeding and recovering the muscle as long as we're also getting the proper amount of sleep. So what a fun process. So just a quick review. Build the lean muscle by remaining consistent with your 9-round workouts and very consistent, very focused when you're in. How do we stay focused? Well, we hit the right heart rate zones. Now we know we're building and preserving the lean muscle. Feed the muscle by following your 9-round nutrition, and then recover the muscle as, again, the feeding process is part of that, making sure that we're getting the proper sleep each night, stretching, using the foam roller, all very good things to do on a daily basis to help recover the muscle. So, folks, we want to build it. We want to feed it. We want to recover it, and then we want to repeat. So, for more information, visit www.9round.com. Until next time, make today a great day.